Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful to Pastor Piri for this opportunity is given and to me that I'm a minister on this platform, Daily Devotion. And I want to appreciate all the ministers of the gospel who have been blessing us with the words of life. May the good Lord bless you for the work that you're doing. I am Brother Masuzio Chavula from Zambia. I'll be the one to take you on daily devotion this week. I would love us to read in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 23. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. May the good Lord bless us. I want us to look at a subject or title, Beholding in a Mirror. Now, the functions of the mirror is to reflect light so that the object standing before this mirror may become visible. That the person may see. So it requires light and there must be an object and a mirror. These three things are important. Now James speaks of a person who standeth before the mirror. And when he walks away, he definitely forgetteth what manner of a person he was. That says they forget the reference point of who they are. Now, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 13, Paul speaks this. Until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, a person may be standing before the mirror in a dark place and an object may be there. But if there's no light, the person will not be able to see what manner of object is standing before the mirror because there's no light to be reflected in the eyes of the person. Because a person requires light in order to see. No matter how good the sight can be, that person will not be able to see. So for us to see, we need light. Now, the purpose of the light is to reflect that object that is standing before you and I so that we see. So James uses this example to say, it's like a person who has heard the word and they forget what they have heard by not applying it in their life. They go into a mirror, they see who they are. That tells us that when they see who they are, that's the standard, that's the reference point. But the moment they walk away, they forget what manner of a person they are. It means they have forgotten the standard. They have forgotten the reference point. Let me give this example. It's like a person. A man goes in the mirror and puts on a suit. They check on themselves how the suit is and how to put the necktie. Why are they checking if the necktie is in the right position and it has been tied the right way? It's because they have seen it somewhere on how to tie the necktie and how to wear it. So that means where they have seen it is the reference point they are using to check themselves into the mirror. If they are doing it the right way and they have placed it the right way. So what we have read in the book of Ephesians speaks of the reference point. And the reference point is that we all have to come unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That is our reference point. So whenever we gather to hear the word of God, the word of God is reflected before us. Even the word comes to chasten you, to rebuke you. It doesn't mean God comes to condemn you and I, brothers and sisters. But he's requiring you and I to see if we are coming to the standard that he has placed before you and I. And that's the object that we must come unto. Because whenever God shines forth his light, the image that we see is the image of our Lord Christ and Savior. And that's our reference point. And that's what we have to reflect in our life. But James says, we forget what manner of man we are. So our standard, it is coming unto the measure of the state of the fullness of Christ. That's our reference point. All of us, brothers and sisters, that's what we must come to, because that's our reference point. So we should not forget that we are children of God. And we must come unto the measure of the state of the fullness of Christ. But when our eyes cannot see light, the object can be there, but will be blind and will not be able to see the object. The object may be near by you, but you can't see in the absence of light. I'll give a practical example that we see in the Bible. Agar and the son Ishmael, they were sent away by Abraham. And God told Abraham to say, let her go, do that which your wife Sarah has told you. And Agar had to use the water that she was given into a bottle, and they ran out of food. And Ishmael was about to die. And Agar had to go meters away, that I do not want to see how this child will die. And the Lord says, he heard the cry of the lad or the child. And the angel spoke unto Agar. And Agar was, I believe, nearby the well, but because her eyes were blind, light could not strike her eyes to see. She could not see that the blessing was nearby. See, the object was there. But because light did not strike her eyes, she could not see. Light struck her eyes when the presence of the angel manifested and told her, here is the well. Brothers and sisters, sometimes you may feel discouraged, thinking the blessing is far from thee, and yet the blessing is nearby. All we need is the light of the Lord to open our eyes and see where our blessing is. As we go about doing our daily activities, may the good Lord this very day be with us, guide us, and open our eyes and help us to see where our blessings are, so that we may not forget what manner of man we are. All these promises of God, they are real. And God doesn't fail. His promises are yes and amen. Today you may hear the word. You believe the word. But the moment you close this message, you forget what manner of man you are. But we don't need to forget. Let this word become part of us. As we hear the word, let the word be part of us, that we may do the word. Because Jesus was the word. He fulfilled everything that was spoken about him. Now, if we are coming unto the measure of the state of the fullness of Christ, then we have to fulfill the word that God has promised. So we should not forget who we are. But we need God to open our eyes so that we can see where our blessings are. So this morning, I want us to see this subject, beholding in a mirror. What do you see when you look into the mirror? The mirror of the word of God. Are your eyes to see what God is speaking? Are your eyes able to see what is happening in this hour? Because man is the one who gets lost. The word of God is always there. It's like the object that is before the mirror, but the absence is light. That means the object is there. Just like the way Agar was. I believe the well was there. But it was I who was lost, who was blind. And it took God to open her eyes. The word of God has always been there. It has never been lost. It is man who gets lost in the darkness of this world. Even as we get discouraged, it doesn't mean the promises of God are not real, are not there. They are there, but we always get lost in our discouragement. May the good Lord strengthen you and I, that he may give us grace to stay and wait upon his word to see the fulfillment of his promises. May he open our eyes. Shalom, brothers and sisters. The Lord bless you.